With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking once again with the Essex Tech hockey coach, Mark Leonard, whom we've known for a while and who welcomed MSO with open arms many, many years ago. And, Coach, congratulations on the spectacular season, 17 wins, one loss, two ties, and also for winning the state vocational championship.
Yeah, thank you. It's, you know, it was a nice game, a great end to the season. It's been a special season. Hopefully we can keep it going. You know, we're on a roll, and the kids are playing great. So hopefully we can that continues over the next couple of weeks.
Going into the tournament, Coach, the last two games are tune-ups, as they say. And the Lowell Catholic game looks like an interesting I think we talked about it last week, but I want to get your summary on that again. And then tell me, please, more about the game against Latin Academy.
Yeah, so the Lowell Catholic game, it was a tie. It was a battle, you know. It was we were losing 1-0 all game, and well, not all game. They scored with about 9 minutes left. It was 0-0. It was tremendous game, physical, and they scored, took the lead, and it looked like we were going to go down in flames. And you know, like we have done numerous times this year, we stuck with it and pulled the goalie with about a minute left, well, about 1:30 left, and had a ton of chances, and we finally were able to score. Logan Casey tipped the shot in from Cam Doherty with 30 seconds left. And it was very exciting. We had a bunch of chances in overtime to win, but we ended up with the tie, and it got us a share of the Commonwealth Conference title. And then the next game, a couple nights later, we played Latin Academy, who's a strong team. They had 12 wins, and we played really a tremendous game. It was a great way to go into the postseason. We beat them 5-1. Pretty dominating, you know, all ends of the ice. In our own zone, we were great. Offensively, we were great. So it was a pretty complete game, and that's what you want going into the to the postseason, you know.
Did you get any feedback from either parents or kids the game at Tsongas? Because I told you this before. You know, we talked about it. That's such a fabulous place for kids to play.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great venue, and you know, hopefully we'll be back there again this year. The semifinals are at Tsongas for our region, so I'm hoping it won't be the last time we play this year. But it's kids love it, the parents love it. They get some great pictures, and you know, I will say one complaint from the kids is it's awful hot in there. They're used to playing in a cold rink, and it's a little warm in there, so they were dying a little bit hot in there, but. That's the only complaint.
Sounds to me that's like a problem you want to have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as a coach and a fan, yes. As a player, not so much.
Okay. All right.
It was great.
And, Coach, again, we have to talk about your leading offensive guys, in particular Logan Casey and Brady Leonard. I mean, they've carried the freight for you guys all season, and I know that it's been distributed among the other guys, but you've got those two guys up front that you know, it's really important to have that kind of dependability.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been pretty consistent. I mean, Logan's got 16 goals. Brady's got 18. You know, the best thing, as I've mentioned before, they play on different lines. So we're not just getting one line that a team can shut down. If they shut down one line, then, you know, more than likely the other line's going to score. They've been great. You know, they play on great lines, and you know, we have 11 kids with 10 points or more, which is pretty good. The scoring is balanced. Included in that group is Armani Booth, who's a defenseman who has 9 goals. Mm-hmm. And, Cam Doherty, who has 5 goals. Mason Sutcliffe, 13 points. So, you know, it's not just our forwards that are scoring. Our defense are very mobile and are a huge part of our success this year.
That's tremendous. I guess, finally, as we wind this thing down, you guys play on Wednesday, and we're recording this on Tuesday night, so we'll probably be posting this on Wednesday morning. If you look at the North Shore teams in D3 that are still playing in this tournament, Coach, I wonder if you might just kind of take a look for us at those teams. For example, just, you know, Linfield. Who else is up there? You guys are, Linfield's number two,
yeah.
I guess. You guys
Denver's
are number,
still alive, yeah.
Triton is up there. And, you know, what are the chances, and Danvers is down at number 23, but what are the chances that maybe, you know, one of us can, one of our schools can take the top trophy?
Yeah, well, honestly, you know, Linfield was the number one seed for a good part of the year. They only have one loss. I mean, we've only had one loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're both top 10 teams. Anything can happen in the postseason. You know, honestly, it's one and done. If your goalie gets hot or your top scorers get cold, you can be bounced. And you know, you'd like to think that the top teams, you know, the better team always wins, but I think in hockey more than any other sport that doesn't really happen. It's you know, the game itself is a game of mistakes. The puck bounces crazy ways and kids fall down and miss passes and, you know, miss open nets. So anything can happen. But, you know, you'd have to say on paper that Linfield would be one of the favorites to win it all. They're ranked second in the state and they're number one for most of the year. So, they're strong. And Danvers, I think has struggled a little bit down the stretch, but they're playing a team that they tied, Triton,
mm-hmm.
You know, earlier in the season. So if they were to win, you know, winning can cure a lot, so they could get hot. And, you know, it really comes down to, doesn't really matter what you did in the regular season. It's really how you're playing in the postseason. And hopefully we're one of those teams that are playing their best.
You know, Mark, I've heard that from so many different coaches about the bounces and the hot goaltender and things like that. And what we all have to remember is these are kids. I mean, these are high school age kids. And I got to ask you one final question, Coach. I'm looking at the differential in goals scored versus goals allowed for your team. When's the last time you had something with that much difference? 107 goals scored and 31 allowed. I mean, that's spectacular.
Yeah, that is pretty good. You know, we score a lot of goals. Like I said, we have a ton of speed. We have a lot of talent up front, and we also, part of that number is our defensemen who have scored a lot for us.
Mm-hmm.
And defensively, you know, we got four real strong defensemen. Armani Booth, Riley Sobozinski, Cam Doherty, and Mason Sutcliffe. And out of those, and also I shouldn't leave out Drew Carney, who's been our fifth defenseman, who's played awesome. And, you know, they're very mobile. They move the puck. They make good decisions, and they got some size. And of course, Kyle Meehan, our goalie, he's got 17 wins on the year and 1.49 goals against. So, it's not just, you know, it's a team effort. I think we have, I've said it all along this year, we have a very deep team from the goalie on up. And, you know, I think that's proven out with the numbers and with our record. You know, so I'm just hoping that we can continue to play that way into the tournament and, have some luck. You need some luck too. And we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I can't wait to get going. And we're playing Thursday. I hate to correct you on that, but
yes, I just saw that. Yep.
But we're playing Thursday night at home at 6:40, and I'm hoping to have a big crowd that night and get our kids going.
I was just going to mention how wrong I was, so thanks for pointing that out, Coach. I appreciate
All right.
it. Okay. That's great. All right, let's talk again. And Mark, thanks so much for everything, and good luck on Thursday.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate all your support, and I know all the other coaches do as well. It's great to live in an area where the high school sports get so much coverage, and you're a huge part of that.
Oh, you're very kind, man. I appreciate that. All right, Mark, go get him. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Mark Leonard, who is the Essex Tech High School hockey coach with MSO. And yes, they play on Thursday. Let's get that straight. They play on Thursday at the Essex Sports Center, 6:40 p.m., against Northbridge. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.